Welcome back to the Dakota Midday Book Club on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, a special edition of Dakota Midday, heard on Fifth Fridays. I'm Carl Gerke. Memorial Day marked the unofficial start of the summer season, and an important part of many people's summer is having a good book to read by the beach, by the pool, or actually anywhere else for that matter. For some ideas on good summer books, we've got a couple of staff members from the Siouxland Libraries in Sioux Falls. Heather Stevenson is reference librarian at the Siouxland Libraries in Sioux Falls. Heather, thanks for joining us on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us is Karen Weekman. She's a youth services librarian at the Siouxland Libraries. And Karen, thanks for being with us as well.
Thank you.
And if you have any favorite summer books you'd like to share with us, you can email the program midday@sdpb.org. Well, before we get to your picks of summer books, I'd like to get your thoughts on what you think makes a good summer book. Heather, do summer books have to be light and breezy?
Not always. I think people tend to go toward that for the summer because they're on vacation, they're not wanting to think about things too deeply. But I think plenty of the books that are going to be popular this summer that are coming out have a lot of substance to them and not always real breezy subject matter.
So it's really probably personal taste, whatever you want.
Yeah, and I think just things that are good stories, things that'll kind of captivate you when you have that extra time to read. It's always nice to have something that you don't want to put down.
Karen Weekman, what do you think makes a good summer book?
Well, the same as Heather said, I think something light and breezy is good. I'm a youth services librarian, and so a lot of times I have kids coming in looking for scary books or just the hot movies that are coming out also of the summer. Movie tie-ins are also popular during the summer. That kind of thing is what we get a lot of questions about.
Well, let's talk about a few summer books. Let's start with you, Heather. Are there some fiction books that are either new or maybe classic that you think be good for the summer?
Well, Dan Brown, the author of Da Vinci Code, came out with his latest book actually a couple of weeks ago in May, The Inferno, and that one is going to be a blockbuster this summer. And it's another one following the character Robert Langdon and involving Dante's Inferno, so not quite light subject matter, but plenty of people will be looking at that one this summer. Stephen King also has a new book that's coming out this next week, actually, called Joyland, and that one takes place in an amusement park in North Carolina in 1973. It's a college student working there as a carny, and there's a little bit of his usual mystery kind of thriller horror elements to it, but also just a good story. He's a good storyteller too. So, and the author of The Kite Runner, Khaled Hosseini, has another book coming out, or actually just came out a couple weeks ago, called And the Mountains Echoed. And his other books took place in Afghanistan. This one kind of moves all over the world. In the United States, in Paris, in Greece. So, and it's another, complex story involving generations of characters. And so I think that one will be popular.
Do you find that people are often interested in reading books by people like Stephen King and Dan Brown, people that they've read before? They love their books and they want to, you know, find out what they have coming up next?
Oh, definitely, yeah, yeah, and there's other authors like James Patterson and John Sanford who both have new ones out this summer that people will gravitate towards right away. And Karen mentioned the movie tie-ins. We've got The Great Gatsby that came out this last month, and so people are returning to that one. And then Brad Pitt is going to be in the movie World War Z about the zombie apocalypse, which is a very popular topic. And the book that is based on came out actually in 2006. People are picking that up for the summer so they can prepare for the movie.
Also joining us now, I'd like to welcome Janet Parr. She's a library associate at the Rapid City Public Library. Janet, welcome to the program.
Hi, Carl. Thanks.
We're just talking with Heather Stevenson of the Siouxland Libraries about some picks that she thinks might be popular reading this summer. Mentioned Dan Brown, Stephen King, and a new book by the author of The Kite Runner. Janet, are there some books that you think that you can think of that would be good summer reading that you think people would really like?
I am particularly interested in summer reading where you want to just have an adventure. People just want to get away and read a story that maybe will inspire you to get out there and kind of try the same thing that the author did. The first thing that comes to mind would be a book called Wild by Cheryl Strayed. It's really a great book. She's an inexperienced hiker that heads out to an REI store and has the associate there hook up with all sorts of hiking gear. And she heads out on an 1,100-mile trek through the Pacific Crest Trail with absolutely no experience at all. It's a great read and very inspirational.
Is that the sort of thing that you mentioned, a good story, and that's something that Heather Stevenson and Karen Wheatman just talked about, a good story. Is that what you think makes summer reading different from reading the rest of the year? Or is there even any difference?
I think there is. I do think that people just want to escape, you know, whether that means escaping in their backyard, you know, laying in their hammock, or actually going somewhere, like a beach read. I think people just want to transport themselves into some kind of other world, like, you know, someone else's life or a situation. We all just kind of want to get away. And summer, you know, lends to more time. So, you know, your kids are out of school, you have a little bit more time to read, and that's what makes a great escape.
You mentioned kids. Karen Wheatman is Youth Services Librarian at the Siouxland Libraries. Any special books on your radar for younger readers?
Oh, sure. I have a 9-year-old son, and we just got done reading The One and Only Ivan by Catherine Applegate. It is a Newbery Award-winning book. It's about a silverback gorilla named Ivan. And the poor fellow lives in a strip mall in a glass cage. And he's been there his whole life. And a baby elephant named Ruby comes into the strip mall as well. And Ivan decides that he doesn't want Ruby there. And he sort of plans their escape. It's a real tearjerker. It's a great story to read with your kids. A series for boys, particularly, is the Young Bond series. It's James Bond as a teen. Mm. Charlie Higson is the author of that series. The first book is Silverfin. And most teens that we suggest that series to here at the Rebel City Public Library just love them. They're historical fiction, action, adventure. I would think a perfect summer read for a child.
So what's James Bond like as a teen?
Very similar to as an adult, yes.
But he's probably not asking for drinks, shaken, not stirred.
No, not yet, no.
No, since you mentioned you have a 9-year-old, does that give you an advantage of knowing what books at least someone that age would like, you know, sort of a test market there?
Yes, he is definitely my test market. I think I've grown up together. You know, we started with the picture books. Authors like Oliver Jeffers, great picture books, great illustrations, fun books like Pete the Cat by the author Eric Litwin. Those have been great fun to bring home, you know, so that we can read together. And now that he's getting older, you know, we're going into chapter books, like the Bond series that I referred to. And I'm sure we'll just keep growing together way up into young adult. But they are, you know, it's a great opportunity, especially in the summer, to read with your child. And it's just a fun thing to do together.
Heather Stevenson, do you find that there's much interest in nonfiction during the summer?
There is. I think some, like what Janet mentioned, the people reading memoirs or travel writing is big. Because if people can't go on their own vacation, at least they can read about someone's adventures. And there's some interesting nonfiction coming out this summer. One that I'm looking forward to reading is called Gulp by Mary Roach. And she is sort of a science writer. She'll take a topic, like she wrote a book called Stiff about human cadavers. And she kind of goes in a lot more deeply than you would think and gets some really interesting, gives some really interesting perspective and some information in a very readable way. And so this new one that she has that just came out is focuses on the digestive system. But, you know, she incorporates a little bit of history and science, and so she's a fun nonfiction author.
Well, Heather, you're also electronic resources librarian at the Siouxland Library. Are you seeing more and more patrons there interested in e-books, and do e-books make good summer reading at the beach? Is it, I imagine it's a different experience than having that book with pages in your hands.
Yeah, and we're actually sort of touting that this summer. If you can't pack all the books that you want to take with you on your vacation, we do offer e-books and actually digital magazines that you can download right to your tablet or to an e-reader and load up. And it is a different experience, but I think a lot of people appreciate it for the portability of it and because you can download from anywhere as long as you can connect to our website. So if you run out of reading and you're not even in town, you can still get a library book online.
Janet Pard, does the Rhapsody Public Library offer e-books?
Yes, we have many, many e-books, just like Heather referred to. I think that is great for travel, particularly if you're on a plane. You don't want to cram all that stuff, all those extra books into your luggage, and you can download as many titles as you want to. Any kind of reader that you have, we're more than happy to have you bring that in, and we'll help you get that started if you haven't already done that.
Now, there are a lot of special programs and series going on at libraries all around South Dakota and around the country during the summer months. And Janet, special things going on at the Rapid City Public Libraries over the next few months?
Yes, we are actually starting our summer reading kickoff day is Saturday, June 8th. It's at 10 a.m. at our downtown branch, and then we will move it over to our east branch at 2 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun. The theme is Dig Into Reading for kids, so I have heard that we will have buried treasure throughout the library upstairs downtown, and also at East, kids will be able to dig for buried treasure. There's lots of crafts and treats. We have a number of programs through June into July, puppet shows, music shows. We have a zombie costume contest on Wednesday, June 19th. It's a fun event for the teens. And a storyteller named Indiana Bones. That should be a lot of fun.
And
we also have our, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead if there's more.
Yeah, we also have our Orlando Chamber Orchestra. They're a visiting orchestra from Florida that come in every summer. The storytellers that we have participate with the orchestra. After we tell the story, there's a hands-on time for the kids to come in and test out some of those instruments that possibly, you know, they haven't been exposed to. And it's a very popular program and just really a lot of fun for the kids.
And Karen Weekman over at the Siouxland Library, special events for kids there. I know that there was the Children's Book Walk, but that was yesterday. That was postponed, correct?
Right, yeah. We're hoping to reschedule that sometime later in June or July when the weather is a little nicer and that's safer by the river.
Uh-huh. Other things going on then at in Sioux Falls, the libraries?
Yeah, we have lots of activities. For kids, next week we have the Wacky Chicken Show, which is a lot of fun. We've had them here before, and Lloyd Brandt and Rosie Cole are their names, and are found them in the at the Renaissance Fair in Minnesota, actually, and they've come and been doing some great shows for us. It's a variety show with music, magic, farting chickens. They pretend they're chickens. It's a lot of fun and very funny, fun for the whole family. We'll be at a variety of locations next week. Then we have other programs, too, like Mr. Twister is coming. We're doing puppet shows. There's a magician coming later this month. We'll be doing story times this summer, and we'll even have our Lapsit story times, which is for the babies. So we'd love to see people at those programs. For next Monday, for the teens, we have the comedy entertainer Jason Hennick, who is a comedian and a juggler, and he's been on America's Got Talent, and he'll be performing here at the Main Library at 2:30 on June 3rd, Monday.
Heather Stevenson, it sounds like libraries are really busy during the summer. Are they busier than the rest of the year?
I think it's equally busy. It's just a different kind of busy. During the school year, we have our students and people doing homework, and during the summer, we have people looking for more entertainment and recreation and for all ages, and so I think it just the atmosphere changes a little bit, but we're still just as busy.
Well, Heather, Karen, and Jen, I want to thank all three of you for taking the time to join us and to share some of your thoughts on summer reading, as well as some of the events that are going on in the libraries in Sioux Falls and Rapid City.
Thanks, Carl.
Janet Parr is a library associate at the Rapid City Public Library. Heather Stevenson is reference librarian at the Siouxland Libraries in Sioux Falls. And Karen Weekman is youth services librarian at the Siouxland Libraries. You're listening to Dakota Midday Book Club on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Coming up after a short break, we'll talk with Hugh Weber, who shares his experiences about becoming a new father in the book Dude to Dad.